an interesting political, I call it a political game. I believe it's real. And when you hear the numbers, which are hundreds, it's really just spit in a 7-gallon bucket. It really is. But by now, you've heard that the Obama administration, and let's face it, it's really because of Donald Trump. It's because of the 2006. Nothing. Like I said, it's really a spit in a 8-10 gallon bucket, but nonetheless, starting in January, the Department of Homeland Security is going to start a series of raids. We're going to start a series of raids that's going to target hundreds of families who came to the United States since the start of last year. Remember when we were getting these waves and waves and waves of illegals, women, children, men. I mean, it was just it was hard to fathom. You just saw television news crews, tracking just hundreds of them, whether they were on buses or walking. I mean, it was something out of a zombie movie. Just all of these people flooding into these border areas. And so in January, Department of Homeland Security are going to return them to their place of origin, whether it's Honduras, whether it's El Salvador, I don't know, Ecuador, Guatemala. And the fascinating thing that I find about this story, the fascinating thing, is that these people have already gone through the process of being possibly allowed through the justice system. It's like us going through the justice system. We want a trial. We have a trial. We get an outcome in the trial. And at the end of the outcome, we don't like what happened. So we try to change the whole process. Kind of like an election. We don't like that Obama became president, so we're going to change the rules. We're going to rewrite history. And it's amazing for a bunch of people that want to come to the United States and live the American dream and assimilate and be one of us. They want to comply with our justice system. They don't want to comply with our rules and regulations. It's amazing. It was amazing to me. You know, all of these people have been ordered to be deported by immigration judges. So, all of these people had their day in court. All these people had their day in court. They went through the process. Some were told they could stay, and others were told they have to leave. The immigration judge said, you could stay, you can't stay. You could stay. And now it's time for them to leave. They don't want to leave. You have activists saying, well, they didn't understand what was going on. Didn't totally comprehend what was being told to them. Some of them didn't know how to read the paperwork, to know when they were to show up for court hearings. I mean, imagine that. Imagine that. Imagine that when you talk about the burden on our system, as far as school, as far as benefits, comes out of the taxpayer's pocket. Think about that. You have people that are given paperwork. And they're told, you got to come back on this certain day. They don't know how to read that paperwork. How are they existing in our society? How are they working? How are they taking care of themselves? The answer, they're not. We are. The taxpayer is. The burden is on us. We're responsible for them. It's amazing. So these people gotta go. And now there's this uproar. There's this uproar. People are very, very upset. Calling it inhumane. It goes back to the Trump statement. Whether you like them or you don't, you have to at least respect the concept that we are a nation of laws. And if you have people coming to this country illegally, and we give them a pass, and say, okay, you know what? We're not going to throw you out right away. Let you make your case to stay here in this country, even though it's illegal. But you're going to have your day in court. And when that comes and a judge rules, you got to leave, you could stay, you got to leave, and that's not respected, how do we call ourselves a country? How do we respect any laws that we have? Why don't we just have anarchy? Why don't we just have the purge? We just have the purge every day. And for like 5 hours a night, we're allowed to go out and kill, rape, murder. I think kill and murder are the same thing, but anyways, we're able to go out and do heinous crimes. Why not? Because if we're sitting here saying, hey, immigration laws, F them. Oh, you go through the process and a judge hears your case, it goes, nope, sorry, you don't qualify, you got to leave. Nope, F you, judge, I'm staying. Then what's the point of having any laws? What's the point of having any laws? And when you have these activists pushing and saying, hey, they all should be able to stay. Yes, we know a judge ordered them to leave. Yes, we know they had their day in court, but we don't like the outcome, and we don't respect the decision by the court. Yes, we want to stay in this country. We want to assimilate. We want to adhere to your laws, this court order. I mean, isn't that kind of like getting a new job and on your first day show up 3 hours late? Isn't that kind of the same thing? Isn't that kind of the same thing? Hey, I'm here illegally. I know what I did was wrong, but I want to stay. And I want to do whatever I can to fit into your society. So I'm not a Mexican, or I'm not a El Salvadorian. I'm American. Well, tell me what I got to do. Oh, okay, then I'm going to do it. And at the end of that process, you don't qualify, and you go, well, I don't like that. I'm staying anyways. I don't respect your laws. I don't respect your justice system. So, F you. I'm staying. Yeah, that's like showing up to your first day on the job, office, 2 hours late. It's the same thing. But let's face it. This really is because of Donald Trump. It really is because immigration and illegal immigration, not just a concern of 10 million neo-Nazi racist skinheads as douchebags like Lawrence O'Donnell want you to believe only exist in this country that are against illegal immigration. But it's 20, 30, 40 million people, 50 million people. Remember, Obama, 67 million votes. Mitt Romney, 61 million votes. So if half the GOP electorate says we have a problem with illegal immigration, talking about more than 30 million people. And we've already went over the counting of the people that matter in this society. Yeah, we have 300 million that live in this country, but the ones that matter are the 120, 130 million that vote. The rest don't matter. And that's not just me saying that, but that's how our system is set up. If you are not part of the voting class, you don't matter. When they conduct polls, polling from the voting class, they don't do polls of people that are not engaged in our political process. So when they say 61% of the American people believe that abortion should remain legal, that's really 61% of the voting population. Just random people that they find in a bus station that have no idea who the vice president is, or even the president for that matter. And there's a lot of people that are like that. I would say probably the 2 or 3 million fans of the Kardashians or Real Housewives or any Bravo watchers, any Cohen fans, people that do nothing but watch TMZ and celebrity entertainment shows are probably non-voters. Not all of them. My girlfriend watches that stuff, and she's a voter, and she's engaged in the political process. Not all, but probably 90%. Okay? When my girlfriend goes to the tanning salon, and the 23-year-old girls that work the counter are like, oh, my God, Katie, did you watch the new episode of The Kardashians last night? Oh, my God, can you believe what Kim was wearing? They have no idea what is going on with anything in this country, which in turn means they don't vote, which in turn means they don't matter. 40 million people in this country have issue with hundreds and thousands of illegals flooding into our country. Yeah, the president has to do something. And when Donald Trump is pushing the issue and poll after poll shows that 30 and 40 and 50 million people are going, eh, this is a problem. He has to do something. And it's twofold action. Meaning, it's very wrestling-like. Like giving the heel a face to play off of when the heel or the face is either retiring or they're going to another company like in the old days, or they're going to make a movie. So the heel or the face who's playing off the other does the job. So re-election, he's done. So he now becomes the heel. He becomes the heel. So now he puts this plan in motion. And they're going to go and do a roundup. They're going to do what Donald Trump says they need to do. When everybody says, oh, is Donald Trump going to round up 11 million illegals? It's impossible. It's not something that happens in a day. It's not something that consists of hundreds of thousands of troops. It's something as simple as a judge ordering people to leave. And you start with easy ones first and move on to the hard cases last. Start with overstayed visas. Start with visas where you know the people are. Oh, this person overstayed his visa by a month. Where he's at. This is where he's working. This is where they're going to school. This is where they're living. Whatever. Oh, the immigration judge has ordered these thousands of people deported. Oh, they're in camps. They're in detention centers. Okay, know where they are. Get the bus. Load them up. Get them out. It's very easy to deport people. This notion liberals and, of course, Jeb Bush put out there that it's so hard and it's impossible. No, it's not. You could eliminate half the illegals without having deportation squads. Overstay visas and immigration judge orders, they're all easy. It's all easy. Sure, the ones that have been here for 6, 7, 8 years and they're living in the shadows, that's going to be a little tougher. going to be a little tougher. But making cities comply with ICE when an illegal is picked up for traffic violations or petty crimes, well, that's easy. So again, if you start with those and then you start with the immigration judge orders and you start with overstayed visas, knock out probably 6 to 7 million. Now you're dealing with, what, 4 million? And out of those 4 million, now you can decide how to proceed, because I bet those illegals are the good ones. They're the hard-working, law-abiding illegals. And yes, then we can figure out how to make them not citizens, but at least somehow part of our culture. You could say, all right, you snuck into this country 8 years ago. You haven't committed any crimes. You have a good job. You're contributing to society. And you've assimilated. Here's a plan to keep you here. But if they don't fit a certain criteria, they're gone. So what Obama is doing is a small step, but a valuable tool that we already have at our disposal to start deporting people that Donald Trump has suggested that your Bushes and Kasichs and your liberals all over say is impractical or impossible. This is just Obama being the heel for Hillary Clinton face and doing the job on his way out. So Obama will be the bad guy. And he will give something to Hillary and Bernie much lesser extent. But he gives Hillary something that she can now go and say, hey, I would do what President Obama is doing. I would not deport those people. I would go against what that judge has ordered. I will be the face. You see how it works? So now Obama is doing a million Americans want done. And jeez, you'd probably get all the GOP to agree. If judge orders someone to leave, they got to go. Maybe you don't get the entire GOP to agree to deport illegals like Jeb Bush, who says people coming here illegally is done because of love. But they'll all agree that if a judge says you don't meet criteria to stay in this country, you got to go, then they got to go. So Obama is doing something that technically 61 million Americans want done. So now he somewhat neutralizes the Donald Trump claim that Obama is soft on illegals. So now Obama goes, look, I'm deporting all of them. Watch, I'm deporting them. I'm deporting them. I'm doing raids. And you have Hillary Clinton say, what he's doing is wrong. What he's doing is inhumane. And if I was the president, I wouldn't do it. If I was the president, I would go to that judge and say, you're wrong. They're staying. I'm the president. I'm the boss. And it's all a big show. It's not real. And you hear these spooky words. You're really only talking about hundreds. You're really only talking about hundreds. $11 million versus hundreds. Like I said, it's a spit in a 10-gallon bucket. It gives Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders something that they can be the face. And make sure they get 75% of the Latino vote come the general election. And that's easily done by saying, I wouldn't deport these people. I would let them stay. If I was president of the United States, I would let them stay. What the president of the United States is doing is wrong. End of story.